This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Kia ora, welcome to House Guest, where we chat with the awesome people and groups making a difference in our community, all from our non-profit home base at Dunedin Community House.
And Rob Tiger joins us again to preview a rather special event that's coming up to support the great work of Dunedin Community House. Morena, nice to have you with us.
Well, Anna.
Now, I don't know whether you're a golfer, Rob, are you?
I am not.
Okay, so we've got two non-golfers talking about this very special golf tournament that's coming up. Tell us about what's in store.
Yeah, so Rico have sponsored this event for us, but all proceeds benefit Dunedin Community House. And it's on Friday the 28th November at St Clair Golf Club. Registration's at 10:30 and then a shotgun start at 11:30 a.m.
All right, well, look, that's an incentive to get there, isn't it? If we're forced to start by shotgun?
Yes, yes.
And tell me what that means, because I don't know.
So I've looked it up, and what that means is that different teams start on different holes. So you've got 18 holes in the golf course. There are 36 potential teams, two teams at each hole start, and that means that everybody begins and starts at the same time. Somebody starts on the 18th hole and then moves to the first, etc., etc.
Right.
So everyone's moving around the course at the same time. You don't have to wait for the person to go from one to two, and you follow them. So it speeds everything up, and it hopefully keeps the fun flowing.
Yeah. It is also an Ambrose event, Rob.
Yes. Now, this one is more complex, but I have investigated that, and the Ambrose event is so that good golfers and poor golfers can play together. And so you play as a team. Teams are four people, and you all hit the ball, and then the closest to the pin, which means the hole, I think, is where everybody plays from.
Right.
So your whole team advances at the rate of the best shot. And so even if you're a poor golfer, you can come along, you can have a go. Maybe you're never the best shot in your team, but you still get to keep up with everyone and play. You know, you're not sort of left, you're not holding anyone back. And, you know, obviously that was chosen deliberately in order to make this a sort of a fun event that people can come along and join in with.
Now, it's a brilliant idea, of course, and we're very fortunate here in Ōtepoti Dunedin to have some beautiful golf courses, and this is being held at St Clair Golf Club on Friday the 28th of November. And it will support the work of Dunedin Community House. So tell us a little bit more about how that's going to work.
Yeah, well, so Dunedin Community House is, we're a not-for-profit. We're an incorporated society, and we provide accommodation for other not-for-profits. Otago Access Radio being one. And so about 23 organisations who are here constantly, and then over a year there are about 140 organisations that make use of the space, and of course thousands of people come here to access services. So we keep this building running, and any money that we can raise means sort of lower costs. Basically, you know, there are costs associated with running this. This helps keep those low, and so that gets spread out across all those organisations that want to make use of the space. And of course, not just the ones that are using the space, the ones that will in future come and use the space.
Right, so no doubt a good cause, and no doubt a great deal of fun for this event too. So right now we're at the stage of putting a call out for those who want to put a team together. What's the registration process, Rob?
Yeah, so there's a very simple form, and it's available at dch.org.nz/golf. You go there, you sign up, and if you don't know your teammates' names, you can just put TBC and let us know later, and you can sign up as an individual or as a team. Individual is $75 or $300 for a team of four, and then you make the payment into our bank account, and that's as complex as the registration gets.
Right, so if you sign up as an individual, then you might find yourself assigned into a team. There'll be some process around that.
Yeah. Or of course, you know, it might be that four individual team members just pay their go in and register themselves and connect themselves later.
Right.
So once you signed up, obviously we'll keep you informed of what's going on. On the day, there's prize giving, raffles, and closest to the pin competition. And for those, the other thing that's going on at the moment is we're approaching businesses to see if they want to sponsor any of those prizes. We want to make the raffle as good as it can be. We want there to be as much fun as possible. So if there are any businesses who want to support the work of Dunedin Community House by putting up a prize, then, again, get in touch. And you can get in touch with us through the website, dch.org.nz, or email info@dch.org.nz.
Now, we're not golfers, Rob, but we know in Dunedin there are plenty of golfers.
There are.
As I say, because we've got these wonderful golf courses available to us, there are heaps of people out there who play golf. So if you know someone who would be interested in supporting this event, please do let them know about it. We want to see every tee packed and ready with teams to go on the day for this shotgun start.
Yes.
On this Ambrose event.
Yep, and, that's right.
And of course, raise funds while having a lot of fun doing it for the great work of Dunedin Community House. So speaking of Dunedin Community House at the moment, Rob, how are we sitting? Are there any vacancies in terms of office places and so forth?
The answer is a complex yes.
A complex yes.
A complex yes, but from anyone who is interested point of view, just a simple yes. Get in touch. Things are moving. We're probably going to see some people swapping rooms, some space being adapted, and there's likely space coming out of that. And with meeting rooms as well, the meeting rooms we offer shift. We now have more meeting rooms than we used to have. So if you had tried to book and couldn't get the time you needed, it's worth checking again, because we notice when people can't book, and we do something about it and try and make sure that we have available what people need. So if you are looking for office space or wanting to book a meeting room, then again, check out dch.org.nz or get in touch, and we can have a discussion about your needs.
And don't forget too, if you just have a short-term need, perhaps to a space to come and get access to good Wi-Fi and some facilities, hot desking opportunities here available through Dunedin Community House as well.
Yep.
They welcome all sorts of opportunities to support the work that's going on in Otepoti Dunedin, and of course Dunedin Community House located right in the heart of the city at 43 Princes Street, so you're close to all the cafes and other things around town that you might want to enjoy while you're in town. Perhaps you've got somebody who's coming from out of town to spend some time working here. Perhaps you need a little bit of time to get away with your teammates and work on a special project in one of the meeting rooms there. That's the kind of thing you can talk to Rob and his team about as well.
Absolutely.
As well as putting your team together for the charity golf tournament to take place at St Clair Golf Club on Friday the 28th of November. Just hit up the Dunedin Community House website and all the details there. And of course, all proceeds raised go to support the great work of Dunedin Community House, keeping services affordable for the whole community. Thank you, Rob. Appreciate your time here this morning, and we look forward to catching up with you again further down the track for another edition of House Guest.
Kia ora.
Dunedin Community House is a shared home for non-profits in the heart of Dunedin at 43 Princes Street, just off the Octagon. Are you interested in delivering for your community and need a desk, an office, storage or meeting space? Get in touch with us at Dunedin Community House on 03 471 6150. Email info@dch.org.nz or visit dch.org.nz for more information. We'd love you to join our community.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.